Chander again fixes his gaze on the diary. Friday. To meet my own self. Time from 7 to 9 in the evening. He looks at his watch. 7 p.m. Today's Friday. So I'll meet myself. But first, the attempt to escape. Why not the tea house for a cup of tea?
Hello, hello, how do you happen to be here? And why are you committing atrocities against these poor girls? Dearie, do you use Brill cream? Your hair is so bright. I could see it across the street. Oh, you must be the rage with the girls.
Where are you coming from?
Nowhere in particular. Let's have a cup of coffee. Or anything else.
No.
All right, let's have a coffee then. What else is there in this life to take? You do have some money on you.
Not enough.
Well, partner, I'll arrange. Wait for me. Don't go away.
Anand, in search of a friend who can descend into the depths with him. A strange artificiality in his voice. It was in me when I was in the university, reading dead accounts of life, talking about it as though I knew what it was. Chander sits at a corner table.
Hello, I see you're here after a long time.
Some half-known face accosts him. He too sits there. But there is nothing to talk between them. God, it's been wasted. All my time, this life, on this earth. Been wasted among the ruins, where guides repeat old and dead accounts ad nauseum to every visitor.
This is Diwane Khas. Look at its decorative arches.
Wasted.
Over here was once a throne studded with diamonds and rubies.
25 years with these guides. Amidst these ruins.
This is the lady's hammam, the bath.
Shown the Diwane Khas.
This is where the emperor gave audience to the public.
The arches.
This is the winter palace. This palace was used during the rainy season.
The female baths.
This is the airy summer palace. Please come to the side. Watch your step.
And left in the dark, stinking room where people were hanged.
This was the spot where people were hanged.
When all the hanging was over, the bodies were left in the blind well to rot. What is the difference between the rotting bodies and you? You've already been hanged, my friends. So have I. At Gaylord, they will be preparing for dance and dinner. At Volga, foreigners will be crowding in. A couple enters. The lady has heavy makeup with flowers tucked in her hair. Both of them sit on the couches meant for families, facing each other. The lady is adjusting her hair and watching the people. The man is watching the glass of water on the table. They watch because they have eyes and must use them. One, the bearer puts their plates on the table. Two, they do not talk. Three, they eat. Four, they finish. Five, the man picks his teeth. Six, the lady takes out her handkerchief. 7 presses it on her lipstick. 8, the bill is paid. 9, the bearer comes back with the balance. 10, the man collects it, leaving a tip. 11, the lady watches. 12, they both stand up with a carefree air. It is only now that some relationship is apparent between them. 13, he holds back, she comes out first. 14, he follows her. The snake coils of loneliness tighten. Chandar starts to leave.
You, aren't you in the Commerce Ministry? I think
no,
once...
I was never in the Commerce Ministry.
All right, partner. See you again.
Chandar comes out of the tea house and proceeds towards the bus stop. The bus stop is behind the Madras Hotel. 4 or 5 people are standing there. I wait there, in the darkness, beneath the sarson tree, yellow leaves scattered beneath them. They make a strange, familiar, crackling sound. There's a deep sense of belonging in that sound.
What is it that you can't do, Chandar?
Many years ago, I was walking with Indra. Yellow leaves covered the road. It was the same road we always walked.
What is it that you can't do, Chandar? Look at me.
There was an unconquerable faith in her eyes. I don't want you to spoil your life for me.
Oh, Chandar.
I don't know which way my life is drifting. I may starve or go mad.
Chandar! Chandar, come on. I'll be happy with you wherever you are.
They sat on a bench beneath a sarson tree. The leaves crackled. The same familiar sound.
Don't you trust me?
Indra, I trust you. But I'm afraid I'll be wandering like a nomad. My whole life is vague, aimless. I'm doomed.
Oh, Chandar. What is it you can't do?